Welcome to another episode of Midnight FPL, where hopefully we won't be discussing the Harry Kane captaincy that Sam and Joel pulled off. We'll be discussing how to sort out your team for game week 29, giving you some top differentials, and then maybe discussing who would make the best Good Morning Britain host. And as always, so much more tonight on Midnight FPL. So, Sam, three-word review.
Kane over Salah.
Joel?
Finally good captain.
Okay, I'll go not very good. So, do you want to just briefly talk about your week, Sam? You played your bench boost.
Yeah, I played my bench boost. I've got 98 points as it stands, and I've still got three City players to play. But I got 98 points because I captained Kane, which was a bit of a success. I also have Cresswell. I feel like a lot of people don't have Cresswell, and he's just been getting so many points consistently. And I finally brought him in with my wild card last week, and he's already bringing in the goods. So pretty happy. And the team looks strong going forward. I know you guys are like saying how I'm going to be fucked after game week 29, but I think a lot of those players playing in game week 29 are worth having going forward. Like Rafinha and Bamford are worth having. Dallas is worth having because he's a goal-scoring defender. Cresswell, of course. Martinez. Lingard is playing so well at the moment. Kane and Son are givens. I mean, I'm chilling at the moment.
A lot can change, though. Like, a lot can change in a short space of time. So I think, like, at the moment, yeah, but like you don't want three Leeds players in your team going forward.
So Leeds play 31 to 33, play Man City, Liverpool, then Man U.
Like they're taking up like a quarter of your team, or whatever it is. And you don't like last night. They did nothing, and it's like you don't want all of them to do nothing. Like if it's just one of them does. So I think Leeds, Rafinha and Bamford, I think is too much at the moment. But I think, like, I'm having to play Rafinha and Bamford against Chelsea. I mean, famous last words, but I'm not expecting either of them to do anything. But I have to start both of them. So I'm going to try and get rid of them after 29, I think. But I think actually Cresswell might be a good shout to replace a City defender. That's the only thing I'm thinking. But yeah.
Yeah, Cresswell's a good shout. So my team did, I captained Gundogan. So Gundogan does well tomorrow. I mean, like, if your captain still hasn't played Southampton at home, it could all turn, but obviously there's a fear that he might not play. But generally really bad. Just needed Kane. For Kane to get so many and for Son to only get... Like, I usually think if you've got Son, you're relatively covered by Kane, but that's just gone out the window because of Gareth Bale. So it's just a pain in the arse.
Yeah, and then, for me and Sam to have... To have him and you not is one thing, but for us to both have captained and you still not have him is massive. So,
you're not relevant. You're like at all. Like, I don't look at your team. What's that done? Make you like 200 points behind now. Like, come on.
I think it's like 180 now.
180 now. Yeah, but Sam has affected me massively in terms of the rank in our mini league. But I mean, you are not on my radar. But yeah, so we'll look ahead to the next game week. I think there's been a lot of doubles in a row. What's the first? This must be the first week in a long time. It's just a standard 10 fixtures.
Yeah. Thank God. It's too much. It's too much for my brain to compete with all these fixtures going on. I'm quite glad it's gone back to just normal.
Also, I think
Like, I don't even expect anything from my City players tomorrow because of rotation. In the same way, no one would like, and then everyone who had Ings got injured in like 10 minutes.
Game week's such an irritating distraction. Like, Harry Kane, I mean, was obviously the right captain. But when you've got like Man City players in a double game week, you know, people like Louis, the more simple, instantly jump on those players. And you just need some insight really to know that people like Harry Kane are the people to captain.
I know you're just on a different level to me, man. I'm picking it up as I go along there. Hopefully a bit of your talent rubs off on me.
Well, I pick it up from the note go.
It's the chain. Right, so captaincy next week, I'm none of them inspiring, but I'm probably gonna go Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, I think you're probably the same.
West Ham have been quality there.
Yeah, true. But he's just one of those players that if he gets a pen or yeah, actually, now I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking it's not a great call.
The thing is, Cresswell has got the most points, I think, from a defender for a reason. The right captain's Harry Kane against Arsenal. He loves it against Arsenal.
I was also thinking this. I have him down as my vice captain now.
Yeah, I like that.
Arsenal have been poor. Spurs are on a decent run of form again. And it's a North London derby, you know? Like, they might just, like, turn up and just absolutely pummel Arsenal, which I...
It's worth noting that Arsenal playing Greece on Thursday night against Olympiacos. So, and Arsenal, we know Arsenal are taking the Europa League very seriously. To be fair, Tottenham probably playing. They're playing Zagreb, aren't they, as well? But.
Yeah, I think, but they're, I think they're playing on Wednesday or whatever. They're, I think they might be. Oh, no, they're playing at home. Arsenal playing away.
Yeah, I've just got a feeling that Arteta will use winning the odd Europa League tie as a scapegoat to not play his best players so that therefore he can be like not scrutinised how he should be, which is what I feel like he's doing at the moment.
Yeah, where are Arsenal in the league? It's actually appalling how bad. Like, no one even, like, there's not even a conversation happening anymore about Arsenal being bad because no one, like, expects them to be chasing top four.
Arsenal is the most relevant team in the whole entire league. Like, they're the team I want to talk about the least. There's nothing interesting about them. Their players are uninteresting. Their manager's shite. Like, Arteta's actually being linked with Barcelona.
No.
Yes.
Barcelona do the weirdest hires constantly. Saka is the exception to what you're just saying, Sam.
Well, okay, yes, but is Saka more exciting than, like, Grealish or Mason Greenwood or other players that are getting...
I thought you were going to say Mason Mount.
Like, he isn't.
Saka's just better than Greenwood right now, Sam, on a different level. Look at that. You're also Mr. Stats.
Yeah.
Like, what's Greenwood done this season?
Yeah, yeah, completely agree. Greenwood's done nothing and I hate his attitude. But in terms of exciting players, like, he's got so much more potential.
Greenwich is 25 and Saka is, what, 19?
No, but yes. I'm talking in terms of players who are breaking into the England squad at the moment. I don't find Saka, like, an interesting prospect. I don't see Saka turning into a player that's going to score 30 goals a season, whereas I can see that from Greenwood.
I think Saka is incredibly consistent in a very poor Arsenal squad, but I think if you put Saka in a better team in his correct position, I actually think he could be very good.
If you watch him in the Europa League, when he tears up. But no, other than that, I agree, Arsenal.
But what, like in the Europa League against like Dinamo Zagreb?
So you're actually going to captain, because we've gone on a tangent, you're actually going to captain Kane?
Yeah, like every time I think of the North London derby, I think of Kane with his goggles on, throwing them off.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. So I need consultancy. So I can, Calvert-Lewin plays Burnley at home, but Calvert-Lewin's been shit.
Yeah.
I have two free transfers. I'm either going to do what I'm about to do this week or next week. So I can go basically Calvert-Lewin to Kane by getting money out of taking out Salah. But if I do it, I reckon I wait a week to do it.
Well, like, I would love you to wait a week.
I don't. Tottenham is still Tottenham.
Yeah, but Arsenal is still Arsenal. And Kane is still Kane.
Not making statements. But Arsenal, like...
Calvert-Lewin is still Calvert-Lewin.
Arsenal aren't... Like, they beat Leicester 3-1 away, like, the week before. They're not a bad team. And that's when you rule whatever, going mental for Harvey Barnes and Maddison. And then Arsenal rocked up and beat them 3-1. So they're not a bad team.
Sorry, they did.
Yeah, but I mean, Fulham beat Leicester this season and we're 18th.
Yeah, but Fulham are world class.
But Fulham are good. Like, I'm not arguing. If I would caveat if Kane's blanked against Fulham. So you're 18th.
Yeah. Okay, fair point. Fair point. World class. I agree.
I think it raises a valid point of like what to do with Salah because he has blanked now the last 1, 2, 3, 4 games.
Not only is he blanked, but he's been absolutely shocking. Like, Salah is absolute trash. There was barely a moment that I thought he was going to score. There was one little moment against Fulham, but like barely. I mean,
he was better against Fulham than he was against us.
Like, yeah. Crap. Like he's gone to the dogs.
See, I don't think
wrong with Liverpool, and that's what people like your stat merchants won't tell you, is the fact that like Salah's a good player, but that Liverpool dressing room, something's not right. When you watch that front three, it don't look arsed at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you think would you take Salah out for Jota? But to be fair, Jota was awful against Fulham.
I think just wait and see, as I said, wait and see on Jota. There's better, like Rafinha. If you watch that West Ham Leeds game, Rafinha deserves so many more points than he gets. He's such a baller.
Yeah. But what do you do with Salah? I don't think I have the balls to take Salah out.
I will, game week 29, to fund Kane, but he's not playing, so it's not that ballsy.
But I mean, I didn't even think about it when I did my wild card. I took him out because he's behaving like a 5.5, like midfielder from Crystal Palace.
He's the top scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah, but that's in the first half of the Premier League. He is genuinely MacArthur at the moment.
He is also on pens, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but no one's giving pens anymore. Referees are too scared to give them because they're ridden. And then VAR just copies whatever the ref says. It's a vicious cycle. No one ever gets a pen anymore.
Man, you got one within like 30 seconds of the derby, but whatever. There's lots of dilemmas here.
I feel like we haven't offered any solutions.
I do think if you sell, I don't know. I think Salah will punish eventually. It's just when.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I know, but like, you can say, oh, okay, so I'm gonna keep Salah and like put up with him getting two every week for 5 weeks or whatever, so that I can have him that week that he gets 14 or whatever. But you're not going to captain him that week because he's been terrible. And Kane is going to be getting maybe a few sixes along the way when he's getting... And that's going to balance it out anyway. And Kane got a 19. Like, Kane is obvious... It is a Kane v Salah trade-off at the moment, I think, for a lot of people. And Kane is the blindingly obvious choice out of the two.
Especially with no game week. So if you're going to get rid of Salah, do it now. Because he goes Wolves away, blank Arsenal away. And then Villa at home, which isn't easy. And then you can maybe look to bring him in on 32. But he's not worth 12.5 right now.
No, he's worth about.
But you can't be like, people can't be like what they were with Bruno. If you sell Salah, you need to just like suffer the consequences, because he could, like, you take that risk that you are selling someone who scores 32 league goals or whatever in a season.
Yeah, like we're talking about a team that has loads of world-class players and a world-class manager. I think it is possible that they could suddenly out of nowhere turn it on. So I think it is a risk, but I think it wouldn't be the worst decision in the world getting rid of him, but you have to be a brave man for that, which I am definitely not. So
you need to take risks, John.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but I'm not good at it.
His face there. Okay, so Sam's captaining Kane.
I'm captaining Kane as well.
Kane's the best captaincy. I think we can all agree on that, but I don't own him. So if you don't own Kane, Bruno is by far the highest point scorer in fantasy this season. So
yeah,
go with Bruno. I just feel like David Moyes will suss out that United team with the way that they will struggle, but I can't see who else you go for. Anyway, that's enough of this section. The stone cold silence probably. Yeah,
no, I'm just a bit, my brain's a bit scrambled. I don't know what to do next week, but yeah.
It's okay, man. All right, see you next section for our differentials. All right, we're back. All right, Sam, we just talked about how shit Liverpool are and how badly they're playing. So who's your differential this week?
My differential is Diogo Jota.
He was awful. He was so bad against Fulham.
On one game. And at the end of the day, as Louis was saying, the traditional Liverpool front three look dreadful at the moment. So he does look pretty nailed on for a start, because you may as well. And he's playing Wolves this week. And obviously, they were his former club. So
remember, Jota, wait, can I just come? He didn't, Klopp didn't play him in the reverse fixture of that, because he said that Jota was still a bit too matey with his old players.
I just think that's not going to be the case this time, because Liverpool are desperate for points. You can't just start not starting people because they're too matey. Like, just get your points and move on, mate.
Also, that's so unprofessional of Jota. Like, that is ridiculous.
No, but it was Klopp. I think Klopp was just attention-seeking.
Yeah, exactly. Completely true. Like, it's probably because, like, Jota was, like, caught texting, like, Raul Jimenez or something. And, like, Klopp got all annoyed.
Yeah, after he got concussed.
And then he wanted to attention-seek. I think Louis is right. I think he'll definitely start against Wolves. Because
Nino's got a knee injury as well.
Like, Mane looks dreadful. I mean, Salah obviously looks dreadful, but I think he'll probably play, but... whatever happens, I think Jota will play. And you can't forget how good he was before he was injured. And okay, he's only played one game, so I don't think you can look too far into his performance. And he was playing a world-class side. So I think he's a good option going forward. And if you need differentials, I would probably go for him.
And he's cheap as chips as well, isn't he?
But he doesn't play in game week 29.
Yeah, he's 6.6 and 3% selected.
Doesn't play in game week 29.
He's not playing in game week 29, no.
Cool. I'll do mine, because... Joel, have you settled on one yet?
Yeah. Mine's equally bad as Sam's.
Mine's even worse. Okay, Joel, you go first.
Well, I've gone for another average midfielder who also is just back from injury and who also is underperforming. And that man is Wilf Zaha. So he's 7.1. He's owned by 8.4%.
Wait, what? He's owned by 8.4%? Our game's going to be 5% or below.
Oh. I thought it was 10% below.
Well, just go with Bale. We all know you want to go with Bale, and I'm all right with that.
Go have it.
Well,
Bale is a genuinely good shout.
But Bale's not a differential. Like, as I said, anyone who doesn't know that Bale's been doing well or is, like, viable option is lives under a rock. You want to be like, ooh, I didn't think about this guy. I don't think anyone's going to be like, ooh, Bale.
That's irrelevant, though. He's still only, like, 5.2 selected.
Yeah,
that's because he's just a rising trajectory. Like, he's just like,
you know what you do, Luke? You take out Salah, you put in Bale, and then you bring in Kane.
Triple Tottenham's a lot.
Could pay off though. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go for Hazard. Havertz.
Bale's the most bought-in player this week, by the way, Sam. So,
I'm going to go Havertz. Bit of a risk, because he's only played one game off under Tuchel. What are you laughing at, Louis?
It's you.
Yeah, and there's a chance he might be rotated out. And is it my last two differentials both haven't started?
Yeah, I think it's even worse than that. And also, like, so it's Coleman, Alioski, and Alioski had a double, and they both had doubles and both didn't play in either game.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Then who was your one this week?
I had Jota on the live stream we did.
Oh. Going well.
So yeah, I might go for I'll go for Havertz. He looked good. He looked good for Chelsea, and I like the look of the Chelsea Leeds fixture, to be honest. 8.2% ownership. Got two assists against Everton. Looked good going forward. So was it chance my arm? Is that a saying? I don't know what it is. Anyway, doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll go for Havertz. See what happens. Roll of the dice.
Leeds, then West Brom, either side of the blank. Good fixtures.
Yeah, very good.
All right, I'm going to go for the dullest differential of all time, which is Dan Burn. Because Brighton are actually reasonably solid. And they are the most unlucky team in football if you actually watch them play. Like, they dominate every game and then can't score and then seem to concede late. So I think they should keep... In 29, they've got Newcastle at home, and Newcastle look absolutely shocking and so stale. Joel, you said you watched a West Brom game. I didn't put myself through that. But I think they will... It's nailed a team to keep a clean sheet in 29. So if you're just someone like myself who's going to play a wild card soon and just wants to have as many players out in 29, he seems like as decent a bet in all those fixtures to keep you a clean sheet. So I would just bring him in for like Charlie Taylor, but... At 4.2, you can pretty much bring him in for any of your defenders and just try and milk an extra clean sheet. in 29. But yeah.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad shout from you, Louis.
It's just logistical. It's not very flair.
I know, but when I played my wild card the other week, I brought in Jamal Lewis, who's also 4.2, but he's now not starting. So it's kind of annoying. Dan Byrne would have actually probably been the best shout. But anyway, what can you do?
Joel, I love how you spent the first half of the season hating having Jamal Lewis. You got rid of him finally, and then you brought him back in and he doesn't even play.
This is the thing that makes me sick, is that he was playing and then I wildcarded him in. So like I took him out and then he got like 11 points against Everton. Then he plays 90-90-90-90-90. And the 1 week I have him, when Newcastle get a clean sheet, he doesn't play. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hope he plays 29, but it's still like, ugh. Yeah, but anyway, Dan Byrne, decent shout. Decent shout.
Steve Bruce said something about how Lewis is still like, he's still going to play him. He's just playing Dummett for experience at set pieces because West Brom play a lot of them. So he might be all right.
I hope that's true.
But who knows? Okay, that's enough. Those are our differentials. Dan Byrne, Diego Jota, and Kai Havertz. If you don't have all three,
that might be the worst set of differentials ever. Recommended.
Sam did three for the blank game week and thingy and went, was it Joel Linton, Phil Foden and and Eric Bailly. Those were his three.
Eric Bailly got points.
Alright, that's
not can't believe.
Also, Joel's gone with Havertz, had one good game.
He's been you had it here.
One more game than Joel Linton, Sam.
Yeah, but remember, I also called Gundogan and Luke Shaw, who have been the two best fantasy athletes this season.
I feel like there's only so long you can keep going with this because we've given you that quite a few weeks in a row. You need a new Shaw or Gundogan.
Yeah, I know.
I have it. Yeah, all right. I've said that like three times, but now it's over. Join us in the next section. All right, finally, to finish this off, some controversy just came in. Because we're so pragmatic, we're going to build our last section around it. Piers Morgan has left Good Morning Britain. So that stimulated us into thinking about who would make the best TV presenter out of the Premier League players. As always, we benchmark this on a fantasy pricing scale. So Nyland is the worst presenter and Salah is the best. Sam, this was your idea, so you better have some good ones because else this is going to be very dry because I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah, so I've cheated a bit because my Nyland isn't actually a Premier League footballer, but he is a Premier League manager. Marcelo Bielsa. Can you imagine him with his interpreter? Bitching about Meghan Markle. The interpreter having to say the obscenities.
All right, Joel.
What about like Bruno Fernandes just like constantly whinging at like whatever anyone says to him? You know how he's kind of like, I can just imagine him being kind of like, oh no, not very good. Yeah, that was an awful shout, but I've no idea.
I haven't even thought about it. I can just put you on the spot. Okay, Joel, so who do you think your Salah's going to be?
Who do I think would be a really good host of Good Morning Britain? Which Premier League footballer?
I think a Mason Mount, Declan Rice combo could be good.
Yeah, what a shout. That'd be great. That'd be a great trio. They're like the next Ant and Dec.
Sam, James Maddison, your boy. He corrects you.
In the interview, James Maddison. That's a great shout, actually. James Maddison's such a likeable player. Him and Patrick Bamford.
I like Grealish as well. Whenever he speaks, he always, like, you can tell he'd be good. He knows his football inside out, but I'm not too sure about.
But do you think that, like, the Salah, if they're going to replace Piers Morgan, has to be a bit of a dickhead?
your Grealish is a bit like Piers in the sense they're both getting trouble on Twitter a bit, so they're similar in that way.
Harry Maguire.
Oh no! What is a good or a bad one?
I don't know. Well, if we're saying who's the best Piers Morgan, we're essentially saying good, bad. It's kind of a merging of the two, because it's like the best one is essentially the worst one.
Yeah.
Unless you're big Piers Morgan's fans.
Can you imagine Marcelo Bielsa with his interpreter?
Like, I'm glad that Sam's funny and funny, but Sam's I'm not quite getting it.
I know, I'm trying to fake laugh, so it's not as painful. This is run dry. I can't think of anyone. I'm not sure if it's too good a segment. Who would make the best like news presenter from a fantasy? I think Sam just wanted to shoehorn in his Bielsa thing.
Yeah.
Sam thought he was cracking the joke of the century.
And you both gave me sympathy laughs.
What about Thomas Souček as a an island?
No, he seems really nice.
Salah.
Souček's lovely.
Yeah.
all right, so this was a bit of a briefer episode. We're going to be doing a longer episode with some questions next week and also discussing all things game week 29, which is going to be a bit of mayhem before we return back to the normal 10 fixtures to take us home for the rest of the season, hopefully. Good luck with your game week, and as always, thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.